See? Don't tell me what to do. I'm always going to scream. I'm always going to peak the levels. I'm always going to tell you. I'm going to bust sauce inside your body. Now go ahead. Say your name, fuckwad. Say it. Say your name. Stop smiling at me. Go. Does it feel like you're in the military?
I love it.
Yeah, welcome to West Point. Say your name.
I'm Cadet Andy, and I came for fun and to make friends.
That's right, and I'm General Rand Barnacle, and I'm here to fuck people's asses and make them jizz on me.
Okay, well, the levels are just going to be outrageous.
Well, the levels are just going to be... I'm the biggest nerd that's ever lived.
I sound like that. Go ahead. Do you think I sound like that?
Huh? Do I think you sound like that?
How have you been surviving this thing called COVID? It's been getting to me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm fine, man. I drink a coffee, I scream myself to sleep, and I'm back at it again. I'm back in the high life again. I want to get COVID with you.
You're the first person I've seen in 4 days.
I want to die together.
No.
In a fucking hotbed with you, brother.
No.
I want to sweat it out and cough to each other to death, hold each other's hands, and meet on the other side, daddy. Well, you'll go to Jew hell or wherever you're going.
I'm not going to Jew hell.
Well, half of your soul's going to Jew hell. I'm Italian, so I'm obviously going to heaven. God's Italian.
God?
God.
That last episode was a wild ride.
Yeah, sure. I'll talk about fucking sticking my cob in your husk.
Sticking your cob in your husk.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
For those of you, we are streaming on Instagram Live right now, so I do want to say that I apologize that we are going to be repeating a few things.
Join the Patreon if you're a coward.
Join the Patreon if you're a coward. We restructured things a little bit.
Yeah, it's a $5 level.
Five or ten.
$5 gets you a bonus episode. $10, you get the bonus episode and also nothing else. You just are giving us another $5 because you're like, we want to support these guys. A couple people have joined off of the Patreon. I know my cousin Mike has had a job through the whole thing, so he can join the Patreon, or he can forever be kicked out of the family like I was years ago.
Sure.
So everybody join the Patreon.
Patreon.com.
Or die a fiery COVID death.
No,
go ahead.
Not true.
Patreon. Let me kick it off to my co-host, the half Jew, Andrew Rudick. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Patreon.com/thunderslime. Patreon.com/thunderslime. And then you get the $5 or the $10 tier. We already had.
I want to choke
Chris
you
Walker
with a belt.
And Dan already joining up.
That's right. The Mongoose and Dan, they joined up. And you know what? I'd like to join something too. My dick to your uvula. Go ahead. Tell
you
them his own story.
Uvula is not a thing.
Uvula is a story. It's that little dangle in the back of your throat that I hit.
Ew. God. I don't even know if the lights picked up how creepy that was.
Oh, dude, these lights picked up how creepy everything is. Because I'll tell you something, these lights are picking up all the fucking jizz stains in this room.
There aren't even that many.
Okay, either somebody got stabbed to death or somebody's dick exploded in here a million times. You know what I mean? And I'm guaranteeing it's the latter. Go ahead. Are you getting horny?
You know who got stabbed to death is my girlfriend's vagina. What is that little thing?
They're giving us hearts. Oh. Just act like, you've been there before. You know what I mean? Act like you've been on Instagram Live. Once in your life, you're 30 years old, you have silver hair, and you can't stop itching your eyes. Go ahead, Daddy, tell us a story. I want to laugh. Tell me something I don't know about you.
Oh, I went my family resumian.
Go ahead, pervert.
Yeah. Dude, I found out my whole family, the Jews, are all from Kiev, Ukraine. I'm fucking Ukrainian.
Oh, you're a Sephardic Jew. Dude, no, wait, you're a Ashkenazi. Are they Ashkenazi?
I have no idea.
Or are they Sephardic? Why do I know more about the Jewish faith than you?
I've never heard of any of that.
Sand Jew is Sephardic, and Ice Jew is Ashkenazi.
I am Ukrainian as a motherfucker and Irish. I'm an Irish Ukrainian.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I got to get a tattoo, though.
Oh, you got it. You just learned it. Now you got to get a tattoo? Yeah. You don't even know if you're an Ice Jew or a Sand Jew. And I know you're an Ice Jew.
I am not. You don't know if I'm an Ice Jew.
Ashkenazi is ice.
I don't think that those are the designations.
Yes, it is. Ashkenazi and Sephardic.
Yeah, whatever you're saying.
Sephardic is the desert.
Clear.
It's the Sephardic. It's the Sahara.
How are you so amped up right
now? Because I had a coffee late. I'm going to give me one of your teeth.
Stop that. That's not going to be a through line as you pulling my teeth. All right. The worms.
Actually, if somebody, I know you wanted to say if somebody gave us $300 on the Patreon that you would suck their dick or something, but that's not going to happen because
that's
prostitution and you're going to get kicked off Patreon.
That's not what I said. I said I would suck or fuck them or let them do it to me.
Oh, okay, even better.
Or,
but
or anything else.
If somebody gives us $500 on Patreon, I'll pull out one of Rudik's front teeth, top or bottom. You get to pick. And that's a promise. And that's a Rambarnacle promise.
You got to pick the bottom, though. I need the top.
Nah, I want that top middle.
Please pick the bottom.
I want that Tom Cruise. I want that middle tooth.
I mean, thank you. If you do spend $500 to pull one of my teeth out, we do appreciate it. So I'm not going to be choosy. You get to pick top or bottom. But I will say I would prefer if you pull a bottom one.
Nah, gonna be top. Go ahead. Top and front. Front and center, actually.
We're having fun.
You were talking to the ice Jews on your family resume.
They're not ice Jews.
Yes, Ukraine is the ice, brother. They're Ashkenazi. Go ahead.
Do you know these terms?
I know these terms because I look into
Ashbagashi.
Stuff. Not Ashbagashi. They're not denim overalls for boys. They are a race of people that should be respected, especially by you. You're half that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the one that hasn't been respecting the Jews? No, I'm sorry.
I don't disrespect the Jews.
How about the impression you did on Patreon?
Okay. Well, that's how they're portrayed in the media. How do I know? Okay,
join the Patreon for more.
Yeah,
fun.
Join the Patreon. But what do you mean the impression? Do an impression of any other. Do an Italian guy. You're not going to go like this. Hello, welcome to Speedway. You're not going to do that.
Piacere, give me some meatballs.
Yeah. Okay. Piacere, give me some meatballs.
Piacere. Nice to meet you.
You're sick. Now, you were talking to the ice Jews, and what happened on your family resume?
You want to hear an impression of a Jew, my impression of a Jew? Mm-hmm. Hello, my name's Andrew Rudik.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. I sound like a person.
Yeah, you sound great.
He hates Italians.
No, that's not true. Hey, tell me.
Ow!
Don't pay attention.
Don't flick my ear like I'm attention. A fucking dog.
Pay attention. You won't get flicked, my little puppy. Now, talk to me.
You're
my little pupper.
No, before we move on, I have been talking to my therapist about this. I got to draw lines. I am not your little puppy.
You're my little puppy with a baby's ass.
Man.
Go ahead.
No.
You're an adult man with a baby's ass and you can't stop pooping. Go ahead. Tell me about pooping. Your family resume.
I can't stop peeing, though.
What happened to your family reunion?
I don't know. My fucking great uncle Irv kept going on about my Aunt Dinky.
Yeah.
He kept talking about Aunt Dinky.
Dinky is a name in the 40s that was hot. Your Aunt Dinky was probably ready to roam.
She fucked my Uncle Dunky.
Dinky and Dunky?
Yeah.
Did they start a fucking donut franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dinky Dunky.
Yeah, and the Ukrainian.
What's their kid's name?
Ice
fucking
Jew,
Boinky?
You call him.
Ashkenazi is ice. The Song of Ice and Fire, actually, is about the Jewish people. The two different types, Sephardic and Ashkenazi. Guy, we're in the middle of a podcast. Pick it up and start talking, or I'm gonna hit you with it. Now pick it up and start talking. I'm serious.
Ouch!
People pay
Don't
for this.
Don't hit
thing.
Me with my own mic.
People just got on Patreon and paid for it.
They got paid for this slop. This is the regular episode.
This is the slop. So you don't give them shit.
This is for the regular people. They
you know
get
what
the shit.
You know what the
and then if they pay, we have a paywall.
You know what the regular is?
The good stuff.
You know what the regular is? The regular is what you can expect a little bit gnarlier on Patreon with no wands, okay? I'll smack your teeth right out of your face. If you fucking keep hitting that weed, it's not helping anything. You haven't not told me about the family resumion, and that's all I want to hear about. All you've said is your uncle Ashkenazi talked about Dinky. Now you need to tell me what happened.
That's the name. It was weird, okay? So we went around in circles, right? And these are distant relatives. Another thing you should note, our family was estranged from that whole side of my family growing up. So I don't know these people at all. Like,
yeah,
it's
right.
Crazy.
You didn't even know the two types of Jews.
Yeah, I know the immediate like relatives, but all the like distant cousins, there was like probably like 40 people there.
Yeah.
So everybody went one by one. And this one, second removed cousin who's about my age, this dude was like, you had to pulling teeth to get any answers out of this guy.
Yeah,
one word answers. They were like, so what do you do? He's like, I live in Colorado. Like, what do you do out there? I'm going to school. What are you going to school for? Physics. Cool, you fucking nerd. Why are you on this call? Like,
also,
you're
why
don't
you, you go
you
like this?
Answer,
hey, man, if you don't want to answer right and be
it.
A part of the family,
beat it.
Fucking B-E-A-T-I-T.
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 Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I should have screamed. It pissed me off.
I'd like to jump in on my family Zoom call. I haven't talked to them in forever.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to jump in and be like, guess what? I'm an astronaut. I just lie. Yeah. I just get on there and be like, I'm still a firefighter.
Yeah. Let's Zoom your dad.
He wouldn't know how to answer the phone. He's too busy. He's got his arms up. He's up to his elbows in pig shit, probably.
Yeah.
I think the guy's a pig farmer.
Really?
No.
No.
I don't know what he's up to, asshole. Coveting all the Carhartt gear I want? I don't know what he does, okay? He's out there voting for Trump. He lives in the woods. You want me to fucking turn you upside down and drop you on your head after a good dick sucking?
What?
You heard me.
Do I want
so you? So what happened? So what else happened on your family reunion? Everybody, what? Spun a little dreidel and hung up?
Oh, I bombed. Bombed twice. So the first time I went around and I was like, yeah, my name's Andrew. I live in Cincinnati. Didn't mention I was a comic at first. And I probably
because you wanted to sneak attack him with the jokes. So somebody goes, oh, you should be a comedian. Yeah, and you're like, well, actually.
And then said, knock, knock.
Yeah, instead they were like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I said, hi, my name's Andrew. I live in Cincinnati. And I was like, it's weird that I don't know any of you guys. We were estranged, our family, because of some shit with my parents.
Yeah, and your parents. So then my parents are both brown bears.
They're barren. They couldn't have kids.
Yeah, and then you three popped out. Yeah,
three miracles.
One waterhead and two regulars.
What's a waterhead?
Mike is the waterhead and you and me are a regular.
Mike's certainly a waterhead. I don't know what that means, but he is.
It means a kid born with water on the brain.
Water on the brain.
Oh yeah, too much water in the old noggin.
Yeah,
and they come out and they're like mean and
too much egg in the old noggin,
too much yolk in the old noggin. Don't do your glasses
don't out tell me what to do with my glasses.
Okay, well, I'm gonna break your nose in 2 seconds.
One. I would like to see you try. I will deflect your hand and break the wrist in seven parts.
Tell me about
parts.
The rest of the shit. Is that it? Hey, can I tell you something about your family resuming? Sounded like a big snooze fest.
And then the next time around, somebody was like, let's get to know what the younger people are up to. What's everybody doing? And so it came to me, and I said, well, I actually...
Did you talk about beating off?
I'm a stand-up comedian who beats off quite regularly.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a stand-up comedian. And then my dad immediately goes, tell a joke.
Oh, yeah. I fucking love your dad, dude.
Oh, God. And I go... I purposely didn't mention that before, but I know Len, my dad, would have a joke that he'd like to tell because he always has disgusting bits he runs by me.
Yeah.
But like having sex with raccoons and
shit.
Well,
tell me one.
Oh, what is the one that he had that was so bad?
Of course, I'm asking you to recount something. You got the memory of a fucking bat. Go ahead. Go ahead, bat brains.
I don't remember.
Go ahead, bird brain.
Fuck, I really don't remember.
Your dad has a joke about fucking raccoons and you don't remember it?
Yeah. I need to get him to retell it to me. He keeps asking me to like run these bits on stage and record them, and I keep forgetting to. Because I know they're going to... Well, the problem is I know they're going to probably crush, and it's going to piss me off.
Yeah.
Because I'll be doing my... No, because I'll do my bits, and they won't work, and then I'll do my dad's raccoon fucking joke, and it will just annihilate. And
yeah.
And I'll just be like, well, is my dad funnier than me, and he's a successful engineer?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
And he successfully got away with murder.
Well, no.
Go ahead. Tell me this raccoon fucking joke or I'm taking a tooth. Go ahead.
I don't have the story. Also, you're not taking my tooth. You do not have the equipment.
Okay, well, how was your Thanksgiving?
Dude, have you seen the Queen's Clam Pit?
The Queen's Gambit?
Oh, yeah, right.
The Queen's Clam Pit is about a lady that goes into the ocean, gets bit by a bunch of little shell animals.
No, you can watch The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, going to knock that over for no reason. Why'd you even touch it?
Or you can make weed noodles with weed butter, and then you watch The Queen's Clam Pit. You wake up, you think you're in a fucking dream.
What's The Queen's Gambit about?
It's about an orphan.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, don't strike. Go ahead. What's The Queen's Gambit about on Netflix?
It's about a very young girl, orphan, who gets in a car accident. Her mother dies. She goes to an orphanage. She meets the janitor in a basement, and he teaches her how to play chess. And she is a brilliant chess player. And she's like a savant. And then she gets adopted, and she starts winning all these chess tournaments. It's set in like the 50s or 40s. It's very interesting. Makes me want to play chess, even though I am a dumb pothead who could not remember moves and has no foresight, which seems like it would be a disadvantage.
God, I'm just now realizing what it would sound like for you to have a podcast by yourself, and it is fucking shit.
I had a podcast by myself.
No, you didn't. You had guests to help you out.
I did.
Remember your questions?
So, what's been going on?
I had a few solo episodes.
Oh, yeah. Those were real stinkers.
I should probably delete the one about my ex.
Nah, leave it up. Leave it up so everybody knows what it sounds like when my man got his heart broken in two.
Yeah.
It took you 7 months to do it.
To do what?
I mean, you did it in 12-minute intervals for 7 months until you got to 41 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't you get a cat?
I am worried I am dangerously allergic and I can't because of the lease. But I have...
Who's a lease?
The lease. The apartment's lease. But my lover, who I make sweet, sweet medicine love to...
Medicine? No. How is it sweet, sweet medicine? Show me your face. Oh, God. You look like you're turning into the Hulk.
I turn green before I come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a lot of juice in your throat too when you made that noise.
And my semen is neon green. It looks like one of those high C ecto cooler. You remember those?
Yeah, I do. Slimer.
Yeah.
Hey, go. Listen to me. Listen to me. And stop itching your eyes. Because that's another thing. Itching your eyes, itching your knees. If your cum is neon green.
Yeah.
And
my cum is neon green. It's
four words.
Wendy Ferguson, welcome.
Hey, it's four words. Ready? Go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. You're a man in your 30s. You're itching. Your bones crack. Your back's fucked up. You walk like a fucking... You walk like Nosferatu through this house.
I mean,
you eat only grease. You eat only pig shit. Your hair is greasy as hell. You haven't showered in days. You got a fungal infection. You got bed bugs. You got ants. You got roaches.
Wait,
you got fucking earwax demon, demigorgons.
I don't have bed bugs, ants. I don't have... You said a few things.
Roaches.
Everything you were saying up until a point was true. But then you started talking about...
You got earwax demigorgons.
I had to run it back, but there are a few things that is just not true.
Okay, your back's not fucked up?
I don't have bed bugs. My back is very fucked up.
Instagram Live will dictate you have not stopped itching your right eye since this has begun.
Ran is bossy, Wendy, right? He's
done. Wendy, you're blocked! Now, stop itching your fucking eye! No.
Stop telling me how to fucking deal with my eye.
Go to a doctor.
No, I don't trust them. They're trying to get me with the virus.
What are you talking about?
They're trying to get me with the vaccine.
You better take the vaccine.
No.
Well, I'm going to take it, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to give it to you.
Spit right in your mouth. What is going on with your
eye? My eye itches, okay? I'm going to handle it. I don't know, because that's how my physiology works.
Your physiology works. That you have itchy eyes. Don't pull your glasses up with one finger like you're a tenured professor. Listen to me. You can't stop itching your eyes. You can't stop doing this thing with your mouth where you keep going. And you can't stop itching your legs. And your throat sounds juicy. I honestly want to fill your throat up with my seed.
Stop. No, you don't want to fill my... There are people watching with children. Look.
You better not watch with
Cole
children.
Cole said, you Clark Kent looking reject with those glasses. What? I thought... Cole, I thought you were going to make fun of fucking Ran.
I will go to Nashville and choke slam Cole.
He was making fun of me.
I know. I got your back.
No.
I'm going to start doing wrestling moves on our audience. Suplexes. German suplexes.
Dude, you could not. You would get winded once you got out of that chair, my man.
That is not true, my
man. I will beat you to a pulp. Okay.
We should have a...
You're going
to
be looking like orange
juice.
We
should turn this off and we should have an Instagram Live wrestling match.
Wrestling match?
And you know what? I'll break your fucking back in half.
I'll break your fucking
back. Because you got the bones of a bird.
I don't have the bones.
And I'll fucking snap you in half.
I don't have the bones of a bird.
You got the bones of a bird and I'll snap you in half.
Hey, by the way...
And then actually, when you're on the ground, I'm going to fill your fucking hole up with my semen.
Everybody listening, go watch Dave Waite's special on Epics. Fucking hilarious.
Unprotected sets.
Our man crushed it. You can catch him on an earlier Thunderslime episode.
Yeah.
That special was fucking killer.
Oh, and sorry to the Patreon. If there's only two episodes of Thunderslime, we're going to re-upload. Rudick's going to re-upload all of the old episodes.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to do that.
And those are all the $10 and
$15. I don't know if I'm going to re-upload them, but there's a way to, I'm sure, switch the settings.
Well, all the $10 and $15 episodes are just going to go into the $5. So you're going to have triple.
We'll figure it out.
No, we're figuring it out right now.
No, this is
and I'll tell you right now, if you don't do it, I'm going to rip your shirt off. I'm going to suck your nipple until you bust in your pants.
This is an off-air conversation.
I'm going to rip your shirt off, and I'm going to suck, even though your underarms smell like leek soup. Your underarms smell like an onion farm.
They do smell bad.
Yeah.
And I wish that I could say otherwise.
Your underarms smell like they're from Bratislava.
Why would I put deodorant on? Huh? I'm going to give myself some sort of...
Because I was coming over.
You?
You don't come over.
Who the fuck are you?
Listen, you don't want to come to your boy's house and you walk in and his room looks like a fucking preteen tornado hit it. And also he smells like an onion farm, right? You smell like you're from Transylvania. You smell like what I believe the inside of a coffin smells like. You smell like a shoe. And then I come over here and you got greasy hair. You didn't put any makeup on for me, for daddy. You didn't put any
Putting makeup on for you and you're not daddy.
You didn't put on your Sunday best for me.
Why? What's my Sunday best?
I want my boy to dress up.
I'm not dressing up for you. I'm not putting on my Sunday's best.
I want you to put on your pantaloons and your buckle shoes and I want to turn you around and I want to kiss you on your baby's ass.
You know, I don't have a baby's ass and you're not going to kiss me.
I want to kiss you in the middle of your back and heal your spine.
You're not some sort of fucking demigod that can kiss my spine and it's going to heal it.
And I'm not a demigod, but I'm learning how to heal with my lips.
You learn how to heal with your lips? Gross.
Yeah, I'm going to stop your butt from itching next.
My butt stopped itching years ago when I started using
bullshit.
The
I watched you itch
cream.
Your little ass when you were walking into
the restaurant
today. I had
hemorrhoids bad, and then I started to get. I used a bidet, and I adjusted my diet, and I started drinking more water. Actually, you know, I quit drinking alcohol, and guess what? The hemis went away.
Yeah, dude, hemis will pop out when you're a bad boy.
Yeah, I stopped being a bad boy, and I started taking care of my baby ass.
There it is. Now I like to hear that.
You know, I started putting talcum powder.
You started talking your little honey ass?
That
honey hole?
Chime in if you've been talking your hole.
Yeah, chime in if you've been talking your honey holes right here on Instagram Live. Chime in if you've been talking your honey holes with Rudick. Hi, I'm Rand Barnaclo, and I've never talked my honey hole because I haven't had to. I've never had a hemi. I got a smooth landing for that fucking... For that skin plane.
Don't tap me. Don't tap me to finish your disgusting thought.
I got a smooth landing for that submarine. You know, those waters aren't choppy. You know what I'm saying? You got a little drip in your mustache. I might suck it out if you're not careful. Go ahead. Tell me something I don't know. Shit on me. Piss on me. Spit on my grave. Go ahead. Tell me. How do you want to die? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. By my hands. Okay? Go ahead.
I just, as long as I don't see it coming, we are good.
Yikes. A real answer. I'll tell you what. You going to go sled riding this year when we get the vaccine?
Not now. Not after we just talked about death and I got that in my head.
What are we going to do when we get the vaccine together?
We're going to cough in each other's mouths.
Nope.
First things first.
Not doing that. I would never do that with you.
That's a good question. First, man.
I'll shoot a rope right on your lips.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start fucking doing shows
cocaine.
Out in public. And
let's start doing cocaine. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's be coke heads. Yeah. Let's
you know what suck each other off.
You know what I've always missed? Okay, let's suck each other off. I'll throw a rope down your throat. On Instagram, let me tell you this. I'll tell you this. Shut up. Listen to me, okay? I've always missed out being a drug addict. We should try it. We should get addicted to something.
No, I was addicted.
Crack.
I've been addicted to alcohol for my... Since
alcohol doesn't count.
No,
people
it
have
does.
Been addicted to alcohol since knights were around, all right? You eat a whole chicken, you go fight a guy in the woods, and then you drink wine until you shit your pants.
I've done pretty much every drug out there besides heroin.
I thought I haven't drunk. Let's do heroin.
No, I'm good on that.
Nah, heroin makes comedians funnier.
That's true. I mean, you can look at one example.
Go up there, kill it, throw a spike in our arm in a green room, fucking drift off the La La Land for 9 hours. Somebody Uber us back to the hotel.
Nod down.
Nod out. Get back on stage, say some wild shit. People are like, wow, this is the best comic I've ever seen. Spike in the arm, back to sleep. Back on stage, spike in the arm, back to sleep. Wake up in a park, spike in the arm. Wake up in a diner, spike in the arm. You're killing. You're going around the country, and guess what? In 2 years, fucking D-E-A-D. And that's what you want, brother.
Don't slap.
Do you want to do drugs with me?
No.
Let's get addicted to something fucked up.
I can't
like
think.
Like Molly. Let's become Molly heads.
I can't think of a worse person to do hard drugs with.
You want to be a Molly head with me?
I would absolutely do ecstasy with you.
No, I don't want to do ecstasy with you, you fucking idiot. Not with this lighting in this room. You'll try to finger me.
That's the one hard drug that I will do. And yes, I will. Most likely
try to finger my friend.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. If you try to finger me, I'll bust a nut in your eye.
I'll give it the old college try. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and guess what? I'll give it the old college nut in the eye. Listen to me. Yeah. And this is what I really want from you. Uh-huh. Let's start fucking doing crack cocaine. I've been thinking about that. We could sleep in an alley together. I could stick my corn in your husk for warmth. My corn in your husk.
No, I heard. I heard.
Guess what your husk is?
I know. It's my asshole. It's your asshole. I know. Yep. I am well aware.
It's your asshole.
We've gotten this
it
far.
It is your sweet honey hole.
No, it's not my honey hole.
Dude, give me that honey pot before we leave. Listen, let me tell you another thing, and this is what I mean. I want to get the vaccine.
Okay.
I want to get the vaccine with you. I want to get the vaccine with you.
Okay.
Talk to me like a person.
You want to get the vaccine with me.
And then we're going to plan something to do together. What do you want? Don't say anything sexual because that's
like
already
going to
happen.
I would like to take an edible and go to a diner.
Fuck you. No, we're not doing that.
Okay, then ice hockey.
We're going to buy motorcycles.
All right, fine. We can do that now.
Ice hockey? No, let's plan something to do when we
laser
get this quarantine. Okay. Bowling, so we can touch all the spitty holes.
There's a bowling alley down the street.
I don't want to bowl.
Hey, Worms. Thanks for listening. Ugh. We so appreciate your support. Listen, we got a Patreon. Yeah. A lot of you Worms have been asking for extra content. Well, now you got it. Get on there. Patreon.com/Thunderslime. You can get extra episodes, all kinds of extra cool content that's not available to everybody else.
Yeah, that's right.
We got a Patreon,
so check that out. And also, don't forget to get on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and not only subscribe, you guys have been fucking crushing, but also tell your friends. Let everybody know that this is your favorite podcast and share us on Instagram. Thanks, guys.
Please.
Oh, God.